Today is Arts and Culture Day on KRDO's Afternoon News, and joining me in studio, one of my all-time favorites, Mr. Andy Vick, the Executive Director of Copper, of Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. It should be like the coolest place in the Pikes Peak Region.
Well, I don't know about the coolest, but we're definitely pretty cool.
It is Arts Month, and there is so much going on. You gave some numbers as we were kind of warming up for this discussion today. I'm not stealing your thunder. I'm astounded by how much is going on in this little tiny month of ours. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we try to, as best we can, keep track of all the cultural events that are happening during the month of October. And best as we can tell, over 300 cultural events are happening, have happened, or will happen during the month of October this year during Arts Month. It's pretty exciting. There's a lot going on.
I have a request for all those people doing all those 300 things. Schedule them before 4 or after 7, please.
Don't want to miss your show.
I don't want to miss my show, but I also want to be at some of this
stuff. Or a portable radio, right?
There we go. There's actually another few days left in the month yet, and you have how many more events you think are going?
Yeah, so we it's hard to keep track because things fall on and off all the time off peak radar, but we are about halfway through October, halfway through Arts Month, and I was told earlier today by our peak radar manager, Jonathan Toman, mm-hmm. who also comes on the show periodically, that there are over 160 events, cultural events left in the remaining 2.5 weeks or so of this month. It's amazing how much is going on. It's really exciting.
And there's no end to the creativity here, starting with the event that you had in that space between Springs Orleans, the mining exchange.
The Artini, yeah.
The Artini, yes. I just love the name of it. I just think that was really cool. I understand that went very, very well.
Yeah, that's the official kickoff to Arts Month. We had over 1,200 people there, packed the place, and just had a great time celebrating the start of Arts Month. Then we had the Business and Arts Lunch last week. Sold out, 400 folks at the Antlers in partnership with the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. We celebrated all the great intersections between arts and business. It's just one hit after another. It's going really well this year.
And then here comes David and Becky Lineweber, who are the organizers of the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance.
Yeah.
They have done magic with that organization. They've got lots of people and businesses participating. And they've done something very interesting along Monument Creek.
Yeah, so they are kind of a partner organization, right? They're working with the outdoors, we're working with the arts, and we're like, how can we do something collaboratively together? So we pulled in Creek Week, which is the first week, actually, of October, so it dovetails nicely with Arts Month, and collectively, we created a temporary public art installation that's over just south of America the Beautiful Park, off Cimarron, east of the highway, and it is a sculpture that is made from trash that has been picked up in our waterways and on our lands. And so it's arts helping to make the point that we need to be better stewards of our environment.
And they're big, giant letters. And people who gathered the trash filled the insides of those letters. And what did they spell?
This year we spelled out the word pristine. Last year's word was inspire. So we juggled those letters, added a T. The letters are built by a local nonprofit called Concrete Couch. And then different Creek Week crews adopted each letter and filled it with trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm super biased here. I'm saving the best for what I think is last.
Yeah.
Or what I think is the best for last. You're doing something so fun on social media, and it includes a very special creature.
Yes, it does. So in our effort to broaden the reach of Arts Month and make new partnerships, we reached out to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo this year and said, hey, how about if we gave away an opportunity for folks to have a painting experience with an orangutan. So the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is all in. We've been promoting it on peakradar.com/artsmonth. That's where you go to find out everything about Arts Month. If you scroll down, you'll see a picture of an orangutan on the right-hand side. Can't miss it. Click that. We're asking for your email so we can sign you up to get communications from the cultural office. And everyone who enters will be entered into this contest for a chance for you and your three favorite friends to go to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, paint with an orangutan, and take home an original piece of art made by you and the orangutan.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
Yep.
So how many times can I enter?
I'm afraid only once, unless you want to give multiple emails.
Exactly.
But on the honor system, just once.
Let's keep it on the honor system and on the up and up. What an experience that would have to be just to be even near such a creature.
Yeah, I've never done that myself. I've seen pictures of elephants painting or orangutans or other animals, But this is just seems like such a cool opportunity and a great connection between the zoo and the arts community, and really celebrating Arts Month with this special contest.
See, orangutans have artist souls.
They do.
That's
they
where
do.
Artists go to be reincarnated. Tell me who you think this one is.
I'm not going to make any guesses. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Andy Vick, Executive Director, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. I so enjoy these visits. Lots of fun to come. We'll see you in a month from now. We'll talk about what happened and what else you got coming up the rest of the year.
There's always good stuff coming. Thanks so much, Ted. Appreciate it.
You are appreciated. Thank you.